नॉलेज दस नहीं नहीं कितने बजे तक बोलना है? सवा दस। गवर्नमेंट है कैसा समाज है कि हमको पत्थर को जो है ठीक करने का ही काम मिला। तो यू प्लीज थिंक द एटीट्यूड वॉट पूज गुरुदेव वॉन्ट्स टू गिव अस। दे वर टॉकिंग अबाउट द स्टोन क्रशर एंड वन स्टोन क्रशर सेड दैट इट इज हिज फेथ, इट इज हिज unlucky fate that he has to do this work, because he couldn't get any work, and he blamed the society, he blamed the government, he blamed everyone else. Then they went to another stone crusher. He said, "I'm happy. I had to feed my family. At least I had this much. There are many people who don't have even this much of work. I'm able to feed my children." And when they went to the third man, tisre aadmi ke paas le gaye, to ro diya. To ghabra gaya ye news reporter. तो कहा, ये दुख के आंसू नहीं है, ये आनंद के आंसू हैं। मैं एक मंदिर के निर्माण में लगा हुआ हूं, पता नहीं कितने महात्मा मेरे इस दिखाए हुए सच के चलेंगे। तो यह जो दिव्य आनंद है, यह अनुभूति है, इसको याद करके मैं फर्श को बिछा रहा हूं, स्टोन को बिछा रहा हूं। काम ही किया है, द वर्क इज बीइंग डन, द सेम वर्क। But one is blaming his fate, the other is happy at least he is able to live, and the other is proud. जब जैसा भी गीत में कहा गया ना कि युग युगों तक जो है हमारा कर्म याद रखने के लिए आपको कोई विशेष कर्म नहीं करना है, कोई एक्स्ट्रा कर्म नहीं करना आपको। You have to do your work with this attitude. That is most important. But this Pujya Gurudev used to tell us that many people probably don't understand what exactly Gayatri Mantra is. We do the Gayatri Mantra, but when we are doing the Gayatri Mantra, as I was just yesterday telling you about it being a Veda Mata, that means the mother of knowledge. What type of knowledge? The knowledge of the instruments. When you want to do something, you need some instruments. Kitna bhi bada nami brain surgeon ho, agar usko jo necessary upakaran na rahe, to surgery nahi kar sakta. So Gayatri Mantra hamare sharir ke yantron ke bare mein, परिकरों के बारे में बताता है। गयान प्रायसी की गायत्री, जो प्राणों की रक्षा करे वो गायत्री। लेकिन जब हम गायत्री का उपासना करते हैं तो ये प्राण शक्ति के बारे में हम नहीं सोचते, और यह प्राण शक्ति हमारे दैनिक जीवन में, जब तुम सोते भी रहते हो तो ये प्राण शक्ति इन 24 उपकरणों का उपयोग करता है। इवन इन यू स्लीप यू हैव 24 इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स व्हिच यू यूटिलाइज इट। सो द प्रैक्टिकल लाइफ मींस इवन स्लीपिंग बिकम्स ए समाधि व्हेन यू नो हाउ टू यूटिलाइज द 24 इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स व्हिच आर नोन एज the five karmendriyas, the five jnanendriyas, plus five pranashaktis, and then five principles, tattva. In this way, you are able to understand what I am telling you. We have very clear cut 20 instruments which are similar to all of us, to every human being, whether he is on a very low level or if he is the greatest yogi, he utilizes these 20 instruments. The first is the karmendriyas, the second is jnanendriyas. In the example of the labrador I was giving you, I was telling you he is using the karmendriyas and jnanendriyas. He is using the karmendriyas to collect the stones. But what does his Jnanendriya say? He says, "I am unfit. I am ill-lucky. I have to do this. Even though I am capable of doing much, much more things, the society is not helping me, the government is not helping me, my family has not helped, nobody is hearing my words. You remember the examples I am giving. This is how I feel when we are doing our practical work. I am not talking about the laborer, I am talking about ourselves. Whenever you feel this, that I am unlucky, I am not able to get the necessary atmosphere, the field. All this is the misuse of the Gyanendriyas. And I have also told you how the same Karmendriyas doing the same action can feel proud also. Just by understanding your karma is not your luck or ill luck, but it is something divine. Every work is divine. So this is about the first 10 instruments in the practical life about which we should know. We are utilizing our Karmendriyas, we are utilizing our Gyanendriyas. And after that, if the Indriyas are there, if the machine is there, but the petrol, the fuel, the energy is not there, then all these instruments will be useless. That is what is known as the five pranas. The energy, when we call prana, literally it means the energy. And what is that energy? Breath. Breathing. Whatever you are, wherever you are, whether you are doing something or not, the most essential thing that you are alive is your ability to breathe. Shwas lena hi prana shakti ka aadhar. Us shwas ke bare mein hame koi gyan nahi hai. Lekin Gayatri Yog, Gayatri Prayog, in dono padon ka antar aap zara soch lijiye. Yog a possibility. Prayog is what you are doing. Electricity can give you a fridge, electricity can give you a heater. That is the yoga of electricity. But when you are using heater, it is the prayoga of electricity. When you are using fridge, it is the prayoga of electricity. But the electricity is same, the yoga is same. So when we talk about Gayatri Yoga, we are talking about breathing. And when you can utilize your breath as a weapon, as an instrument, that shvasa becomes shastra. So whenever we talk about shastra, whether it is rasayana shastra or physics or chemistry or engineering or anything, or misusing it, it is the shastra. But when we talk about shastra, you forget about the role of breath, how it influences you. So the first practical step of Gayatri Yoga is the prana shakti, the breathing shakti, how it divides in us. Even modern doctors, when they look about the lung, they find three lobes this side and two lobes this side, and the heart. But we forget, why three lobes here and two lobes here? 3 plus 2 is 5. So whatever breathing you are inhaling is automatically divided into 5 parts. And nowadays, majority of the doctors say that we are using only the upper 2 lobes. Even those who are doing pranayama use the upper 2 lobes. With due respect, when Pujya Gurudev was telling us the Swami Sadhana, he used to tell us, you don't say Soham. It is not the word which is important. It is that so which has become hum. That entire air, here the same air is here. When we breathe, what is becoming? It is diverting into so many ahams. Is it not? So this aham technique they used to teach us very specifically, don't concentrate on that sound. You concentrate on the intellectual acceptance, this entire soul, this air, this prana, automatically divides into five types into us. And the Panchamukhi Gayatri is in that way very important. How this air, a common air, which we are breathing, akhanda mandala akaram, vyaptam yena characharam, tat padam darshitam yena tasmay Shri Gurave Nama. So when we chant this, when we pray this, all of us are using the same aid. But one is teaching, one is hearing, one is understanding, one is commenting. That is aham. So this soham aspect, the entire uniform, no difference, this aid is uniform. Akhanda mandala akaram. But if it goes in, vyaptam yena characharam, then what happens? That padam. Padam means the step, the action. This you always remember. There are many meanings. That is why yesterday I was telling you, each word has different meanings, but they use the same word. So when we pray to Guru, the Gurudev, what is happening? We are trying to understand that the same power which is working in him is working in us also. There is no difference in it. The only thing is we are not able to see. Darshitam yena. You are able to see. That is why the Vedas are always called as mantra drashta. Drashta means you are able to see. You are not able to understand. You always remember it. Aapko samajhna nahi hai. देखना है तो इसको हम when the breath goes in we see in the five lobes but our yogis have given very specific activities to them energies to them just as the electricity in the fan gives you heat but the same electricity in fridge gives you cool. Those five energy aspects when you remember in your daily life, prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. These are the five energies. So the same electricity, when we call it as a fan, as a light or a fridge, when in your practical life, what type of prana energy you are utilizing? It is the prana energy, the apana energy, the udana energy, the vyana energy, or the samana energy. When we use these names, we feel confused. Many people, when I talk about this, they say, "Aapne to naam to pata gina diya." लेकिन एक प्राण नाम कुछ कुछ हमको समझ में आता है और बाकी चार नाम कुछ समझ में नहीं आता लेकिन आप जानते हैं केवल साइंस को हम अपने स्टूडेंट्स को जब मैं क्लास लेता हूं तो बताता हूं जो सब जानते हैं उसको ऐसी भाषा में बोलो कि वो ना जाने वो साइंस है उदाहरण किसी भी आदमी से आप पूछ लीजिए नमक सब जानते हैं नमक लेकिन आप कहिए NaCl गड़बड़ हो गया लेकिन बात एक ही है लेकिन अंतर इतना है कि जब हम नमक कहते हैं तो केवल नमक के बारे में जानते हैं लेकिन जब आप NaCl के बारे में बोलते हैं तो आप सोडियम क्लोरीन एंड हाउ दे कंबाइन तो नाउ आई एम गोइंग टू टेल यू इन द प्रैक्टिकल लाइफ हाउ दीज फाइव एनर्जीज दैट इज वेयर द गायत्री कम्स इन And that is where Pooja Gurudev always used to insist us that Gayatri is universal. There is nothing so-called Adhatma there, as we understand it. It is extremely practical, literally used by every living being. And when he says every living being, he says he does not mean about human beings. Anything which has life, and you remember that mineral has also got life. Plants have life. Animals have life. Human beings have life. Devatas have life. So the practical spiritualism is based on one in receiving knowledge, receiving energy. You are able to understand this statement? If you want to do it, you should receive some knowledge about it, some energy. Knowledge means energy. That is prana. So whenever you are receiving anything in your body, the prana shakti is active. No confusion, no? So whenever you receive, it is prana. Whenever you receive. And whenever you eliminate, it is apana. Jisko humne nahi piya. Prana, which humne piya. Apana, which I don't want, which I want to eliminate. When on the table, you want to set aside that it is not useful for now. Do you know what energy you are using? Apana. You are able to understand. If you understand prana, apana, these are the most important things. That is why it is said prana, apana, samayuktah. Prana and apana, if you can utilize equally, samana means equal. Equally doesn't mean that if you use 20 units of prana, you should use 20 units of apana. Not equal. That type of equality is not telling. What is required? When you want to read a physics book, and above it is a chemistry book, you remove the chemistry book. That is apana. When you take that physics book and read, that is prana. Prana, apana, sabko samajh mein aa gaya na? मैं इसलिए बता रहा हूँ कि गुरुजी हमेशा हम लोगों से एक ही बात कहते थे कि गायत्री को धर्म से मुक्त करो. It has nothing to do with religion. Every human being, whatever he may be of any religion, any caste or anyone, he is utilizing this. He is utilizing prana. And which protects the prana, which develops the prana is Gayatri. Then how can you say that this is for a particular caste or a particular religion? So this concept has to be clear. That is our first purpose. Prana, apana, now you understand. I think there is something there and I do like this. What energy I am using? Apana. But somehow I like it. And what I say and nobody is saying it, I will put it in my pocket. What is the energy I am using? Prana. Now you are clear? So, when these two energies, receiving and rejecting, it depends on three types. This energy, the energy of receiving, prana shakti, or the energy of eliminating or rejecting. Yes?
Just rejecting or giving away?
It depends.
Both are
apana. Something is here. Now, for example, a server is serving in the hotel. What is he doing? He is using prana shakti to get that foodstuff. And when he is giving us, he is using apana. Clear?
But there is no element of aversion there.
No rejecting. That's why I am trying to cover it. Because the words are very dangerous. Because the words have a limited meaning. सबको समझ में आ गया प्राणा अपाना. जिस प्राणा अपाना कहां से आ रहा है? अखंड मंडलाकारम व्याप्तम येन चराचरम यत् पदम दर्शितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः. लेकिन यह प्राणशक्ति, प्राणशक्ति एंड अपान शक्ति कैन बी यूटिलाइज्ड इन थ्री वेज. गुरु ब्रह्मा, गुरु विष्णु, गुरु देव महेश्वरम. गुरु साक्षात परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः.
To entire prana yoga or gayatri yoga or prajna yoga is based on these two shlokas, and these are fundamental for any institution, is it not? When I say I am talking about an institution, I am not talking about only religious institutions, churches or gurudwaras or mosques. Wherever we are doing, we are talking about utilizing pranashakti. And wherever that pranashakti is talked about, or the swasa process, or the soham sadhana, is adhyatmikata. That is where we have to be very careful. We should be very clear that when we use adhyatmata, it only means that we are talking about the energy of prana, or the energy of breathing. And do you know, even geologists have confirmed that the way you breathe, your longevity depends. There are some animals, they breathe about 4 breaths per minute. They live 500 years. And there are certain animals who breathe for about 35 or 36, they live only for 15 years. Now you are able to understand the importance of this. When you are angry, your breathing rate, what happens? Very fast. When you are trying to catch a bus, you are breathing very fast. I am talking about the practical life. That is why I am giving these examples. There is nothing spiritualism in it. But the science of spiritualism is there. What is the science of spiritualism? How you breathe. And in samadhi, they stop breathing. And then what happens? The pranashakti is entering and going, but they are not utilizing their machine. What machine I am talking about? The 5 karmendriyas, the 5 jnanendriyas. And these 5 jnanendriyas and 5 karmendriyas are activated by the 5 pranas, pancha prana. The total has now become 15. This 15 is utilized by mind. That is the Shodashakala of Jagat Guru Krishna. And here again I feel proud of my Guru. He has 24, 8 more than Sri Krishna. We should understand this. 24 Kala, Shastra Vijnan, of not only a human being, you should be able to understand how the minerals breathe. Hydrogen breathes in its own way. Uranium breathes in its own way. And that breathing has given its character. And our bodies are made up of mainly 3 atoms, carbon, hydrogen and oxygen. And this is Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo, Maheshwara. You are able to now understand where I am leading you? I am leading you from breathing. If you are breathing, you are oriented to Gayatri. You are utilizing Gayatri, whether you chant the Gayatri mantra or not. How you are utilizing this Gayatri? By breathing. Gayam Trayati iti Gayatri. That is what is Gayatri literally. And now this Shwasa process, receiving and eliminating. Pana, छोड़ देने इसको 3 प्रकार से आप यूटिलाइज कर सकते हैं. ब्रह्मा क्रिएटिव कंस्ट्रक्टिव और विष्णु मेंटेनिंग और शिवा. इन आध्यात्मिकता शिवा इज नॉट नेगेटिव. रिमेंबर जनरली व्हेन वी यूज शिवा वी थिंक अबाउट संहारा डेथ. But actually Shiva means Mangalamai. Mangalamai means auspicious. So now you remember these 3 types of utilizations of breath or prana or Gayatri Shakti or Gayatri Yoga or Gayatri Prayoga, which Pooja Gurudev used to say as Prajna Yoga. Why we utilize that word, I will tell in the end. But till now you are able to understand Gayatri is breathing technique. And when we, why I am stressing this much is, always Guruji used to say that somehow we have to remove from the shackles of Hinduism in which Gayatri is involved. We have made it Hinduism. But it is Hinduism, no doubt, just like gravitational law is Newton's law. But do you mean it is Newton's law? He discovered it. We give respect to him because we have discovered it. The Sanatana Hindu rishis have discovered it. That is why it is Hinduism mantra. But nothing Hinduism is there. It is common to the entire universe. Receiving and giving. You can call it elimination. Now this creativity is very peculiar word. Creativity always starts with nothing available to you. No sources are available. Brahmi Shakti ka matlab jab Vedon mein ya Gayatri ke bare mein jab hum batate hain to jahan jahan Brahma ka matlab, Brahma ka word use hota hai, so you always remember without any precedent. Pahle se wo nahi hai, naya cheez aata, jaise aeroplane. Pahle nahi tha, aa gaya. So that is Brahmi Shakti. But it is creating. जब आप एरोप्लेन बना रहे हैं तो आप कौन सी शक्ति यूज करते हैं? प्राण शक्ति भी यूज करते हैं, अपान शक्ति भी यूज करते हैं. प्राण शक्ति कहाँ? जब पहले 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 जब वो पहला एरोप्लेन का मॉडल बनता है तो वो पसंद नहीं आता है तो क्या करते हैं? छोड़ देते हैं. जो अच्छा है उसको रखते हैं. जो ठीक नहीं लगता है, जिसको हम हटा देना चाहते हैं वहां से, वहां हम अपान शक्ति का प्रयोग करते हैं. ठीक. लेकिन यह जो चीजें वहां पे ऑलरेडी हैं, पहले एरोप्लेन नहीं था, अब एरोप्लेन बन गया 300 सालों में. लियोनार्डो विंची से राइट ब्रदर्स के बीच में 300 साल लगे. तो इस बीच में जो चीज नहीं था वही चीज बना, लेकिन जो बना उन्हीं चीजों से बना जो ऑलरेडी है. इसको आपको अच्छी तरह समझना है. क्यों मैं गुरु जी इसको हमेशा कहा करते थे कि देयर इज नथिंग इम्पॉसिबल, एवरीथिंग इज पॉसिबल. लेकिन उसके लिए आपको कोई नई चीजों के बारे में सोचना या बनाना नहीं पड़ेगा. पदार्थ वैसे ही, लेकिन हम उसको पदार्थ नहीं समझते. गुरुजी इसको इतना बढ़िया क्या कहते हैं दोष दे के बताते थे कि उस दिन तो हम लोगों का सर जो है चकरा गया. उन्होंने कहा कि पदार्थ को आप पदार्थ समझते ही नहीं. कुछ आपको भी लगता है हमने कुछ गलत कह दिया? आपको पदार्थ पदार्थ नहीं लगता है, क्योंकि पदार्थ का मतलब है ऐसा पद जिसका अर्थ हो. दैट इज पदार्थ. अब जब आप पदार्थ का अर्थ समझ लेते हैं तो नई चीज बना लेते हैं. अभी जैसे मैंने कहा ना, कोई भी नई चीज बनाना हो, जैसे कंप्यूटर बना, ये बना, तो क्या आपने कोई नया पदार्थ का उत्पत्ति किया? नहीं, पद का अर्थ समझा. So this is the correct approach towards life. आपने कुर्सी पे बैठा, कुर्सी से उठ गया, पदार्थ नहीं है. लेकिन एक कलेक्टर की कुर्सी पे बैठा और कलेक्टर की कुर्सी से उठ गया, क्या हो गया? कुर्सी पदार्थ हो गया. भाव समझ में आ रहा है? यू आर एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड द डिफरेंस. यू ऑलवेज स्टिक ऑन इट चेयर, इवन द कलेक्टर स्टिक्स ऑन इट चेयर. इट मे बी a better chair or looking better, or maybe a bad chair also. We may have a much beautiful chair in our house, but that chair has become a padartha for collector. Is it not? So this padartha jab aap samajhne lagte hain to Guruji kehte hain Gayatri mantra parasmani ban jata hai, parishvedi ban jata hai. To उसमें you have to understand that nothing new is being developed. A new meaning is being given. Arth, for the same padartha, you are giving a new meaning. This is tat saritur varenyam. That is what the sun says. You can change your seat. Very easily you can change your seat. And many people ask, how is it possible you can change your seat? A businessman, a politician, a scientist, an artist. I'm not only talking about a film artist, TV artist, but an artist, kalakar jise kehte. A teacher, jo bata sakta hai logon ko. तो ये सारी दुनिया में ये पांच तरह के किरणें सूरज से आते हैं हम लोगों को. इसमें एक तरह का किरण चूंकि हम उपयोग नहीं करते हैं, चूंकि वो ऑलरेडी हमारे में है, चातुर्वण्य मया सृष्ट्वा गुण कर्म विभाग चा, ये जो हम ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र कहते हैं, हम बाय बर्थ बोलते हैं. बाय बर्थ गीता में नहीं कहा गया, देयर नथिंग बाय बर्थ. And when we talk about Gayatri and we think about the lead of the Gayatri Mantra, Vishwamitra, according to our definition, he is not a Brahmin. When we talk about Vedavyasa, I am talking about the practical aspects about the caste system, you understand. You may be thinking, why I am talking it? My subject is this. In practical life, there are only four types of rays from the sun which comes to humanity. Other types of rays also come to other things. A diamond is a diamond because of the sun ray. A mango tree is a mango tree because of the sun ray. A vanaspati is a vanaspati because of the sun ray, is it not? If the sun ray is not there, and if you just pour water, what happens? A mango tree will not come, nothing will come. It is the sun rays which gives that qualities to it. And when a quality is given, you remember it must be applicable. Guna must always be related with action. Guna karma vibhagacha.
I have a question.
Yes. गुरुदेव का हाँ जरूर. ये जो हमने कहा ना, तीन तरह से हम उपयोग कर सकते हैं प्राण शक्ति को, तो तीनों तरह का प्राण शक्ति को गुरुदेव ने एक अद्भुत अद्भुत वर्ड दिए. हम जानबूझ के दो बार अद्भुत अद्भुत में कहता हूँ, इट इज वंडरफुल एंड वंडरफुल. निष्ठा, प्रज्ञा एंड श्रद्धा. And many people think that prajna comes from brain, but Gurudev says no, it comes from heart.
That's right.
When the topic has come, that was by doubt also previously. But you just understand, your knowledge comes through brain. And the hormones which enter from the brain, from the blood into the brain, influences your action and knowledge. Will you access it? And blood comes from where? So prajna comes from where? Heart. That is why I say Puja Gurudev's science is much. I don't know how much has to be added. Ahead of, that is where we have to take it to the scientists. We have to make it a practical application. Anyway, I am talking about Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara. So Brahma, now you understood? Creativity means you are creating which was not there before with a new guna karma vibhagata, but the padardha that is being utilized is which already exists. That is why in Adhyatmikata We have three very clear-cut words which you should remember: Shashvata, Sanatana, Nitya Nirtana. Wherever these three apply, it becomes the breathing technique, the pranashakti you are utilizing. Shashvata, eternal. Just now I told you, all these Shashvata metals and elements we are utilizing to create all this new technology. Sanatana, don't think that you are doing it for the first time. It has been done, it has gone, it is again being rediscovered. That is why in science, these two words, we use it, but we don't understand what we are talking it. We talk about discovery and research. What do those words mean? Research means what? It is you are already doing. That is Sanatana. It is already there. You are researching it. And when you are researching it and suddenly you find it, it becomes a discovery. And what do you mean by discovery? You are removing the cover. It is as simple as that. But this Puja Gurudev says Gayatri has a very specific meaning, what is known as Kalpavruksha. Research and rediscover. Now you understand Kalpavruksha, whatever you imagine. You get it. Now people are trying to get a medicine for cancer. All are working. Probably thousands and lakhs of people are working on it. But who is going to work on it? Can I work on it? I am a PhD in electrochemistry, so I say I am a PhD, I will work on doing research in cancer. Will they allow me? They said, no, you are unfit. You should have certain basic concepts. What are those basic concepts? That you are able to imagine about that one. That is why Kalpa Vruksha, a tree of imagination, gives results. How does it give results? Bhargo Devasya Dhimi. I am able to convey you the Paras, that is Tat Savitur Varenyam. Whichever the sun ray touches, it sprouts. We also should sprout, but we are not thinking about it. That is where, and again, the Puja Gurudev's effort comes so clearly. All this is written in Gayatri Mahamantra. Every word that I am now talking about is there in Gayatri Mahavijnan three books. The only thing is, I am just explaining it. There is nothing new. It is Shashvata, it is Sadatara. But Nitya Nutana. Nitya Nutana means? It becomes new to you. The computer is always there, but when you buy a computer for yourself, it is Nitya Nutana for you are aham, so aham. So all these practical steps of creativity, imagination, thank you. And now in this imagination, what is the main part? Maintenance. You use your imagination to maintain it. If there is a peculiar sound coming in the machine, in the car, your kalparuksha starts. Something is different. And then what does it lead you? To maintain it, so that it will not upset. That is Guru Vishnu. And after that, how you are utilizing it? That is where Shiva comes. Mangalamai, auspicious. We are not talking about killing. We are not talking about sahara. That is why the instrument of Shiva is the Trishul. Three, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesha. Combined it act like one goal. So Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo, Maheshwara. And now this Maheshwara aspect is Kamadhenu. So So Gayatri Mantra talks about the three aspects of the energy which we can either take or relieve, prana or apana, as vyana, udana, samana. Now I think you can help me in understanding what is the Vishnu aspect in these three words, samana, vyana and udana. Samana. Samana means maintenance. Now you have also become experts. It is as simple as that in practical life. Udana. Udana means lifting up. That is? Brahman. Lifting up from the same thing. And third one we need not discuss, we understand. Shiva is Jnana. Jnana means expanding all over. Auspiciousness, expanding all over. So this Adhyatmika formula, when we talk about Guru, we are not talking about a human being. We are talking about a dispenser of ignorance. Guru means remover of ignorance. Andhakar ko dur karne wala. So wherever you feel that something is removing your ignorance in all these three aspects, believing that you are an expert in utilizing prana and apana, you are already expert, that is why we are moving all these things. You have to learn these three things. Now, if Gayatri Mantra says that creativity comes from the sun rays, maintenance also comes from the sun rays with water. To maintain, you need sun rays with water. And then to spread it. You grow rice for yourself, you are not spreading it, there is no Shiva. But when you spread the rice you have created to all the human beings, it is Shiva. Is this clear? All of you? So when you are utility, when you are useful, the way you are doing something, you are using the aspects of which prana? Vyana. If you are maintaining it? Samana. And if you are creating it? Udana. So any act you are doing something, something is just there, is looking bad, or we are to be washing your clothes, what are you doing? You have to learn what type of pranashakti you are utilizing. The first is, you have to remove it from your body or from where it is there. That removal is apana. Then what do? You have to add soap and this and water and this. What is this? Which prana? Three types of pranas we are utilizing. Samana, Udana and Vyana. So what are we applying? You apply more soap or less soap? You use more water or less water? Samana. Depending upon the number of flows, is it not? So that is samana you are utilizing. And many times we are not utilizing samana at that time, I know. We just pour it like that. And when you have finished washing and you dry it, what do you do? Shiva. Vyana. You are helping your child's clothes, your husband's clothes. So in practical life, when you are aware of all these five aspects of energy, one peculiar thing happens. And a very peculiar thing happens. What you want, you need not act for it. It comes to you, it flows to you. Can you understand the vastness of the subject? When you want something, what you have to do is not to do anything. You want to become an engineer, what do? You sit quietly and hear. That is where yesterday I was trying to explain you that Shruti and Smriti, you hear and then remember. This is the practical process. And when we talk of Dattatreya, how many gurus he has? And which human guru is there? Nature. If you can become a Dattatreya by nature's help, can you imagine what you can become in daily life? That is the concept of Guru Tattva in Gayatri. All the 24 gurus of Dattatreya in nature is symbolized by each letter of Gayatri Mantra. That is where I said the Sanskrit in Gayatri Mantra is not that Sanskrit. That is why when he was telling about Sanskrit, I was thinking about which Sanskrit I am going to talk. Hindi and English is okay. My Sanskrit is this Sanskrit. Tat Savitur Varenyam. Eight letters are there. Bhargo Devachya Dhimahi. Eight letters are there. Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodayat. Eight letters are there. And how these eight letters are utilized by our body, by our instruments. Again, you remember, when I am talking about the instruments, I am talking about the Pancha Karmendriyas, Pancha Gyanendriyas, Pancha Pranas, and the Pancha Tattvas of which it is made. Each has its own principle. A solid principle has more Prithvi Tattva, a liquid principle has more liquid Tattva. So these 20, when they are combined with your Mano, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara, that is your individual, your mind is different from the other mind. Your Ahankara is different from the other man's Ahankara. Your Buddhi is different with other man's Buddhi because of your various training of the instruments. And very clearly Pujya Gurudev has gone in Aksharanyasa, Tat Sritir Varenyam, when you utilize these sounds, this is the part that activates. And what are these parts? Jnanendriyas. This is Shravanendriya. All these are Jnanendriyas. And then what happens? This knowledge removes the ignorance. Knowledge removes ignorance. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Bhargo means removal of darkness. Dhimahi, I will retain it. Shruti and Smriti. So Tat Savitur Varenyam, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, then what you should do? It should be useful for all. Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. We. And always Pujya Gurudev used to say, when we say we, I am not talking about Gayatri Parivar, I am talking about humanity. When we say we are talking about Manav Jati. So let all the Manav Jati, Om Bhur Bhavaspa, in all the three planes. What are the three planes? Parasmani, Kalparuksha, Kamadhyana. Then if you can mix these three, and I have explained you how this is mixed, what happens? The Prajna will be here, the Shraddha will be here, and Nishtha is the actions will be out. Knowledge. You have a number of knowledge. But Shraddha is in which you have expertise. That is Shraddha here. So Prajna is nothing but solidified Shraddha. Am I clear? So Shraddha you can have only in which you have an ability. That is why very specifically Krishna says, Shraddha mayoyam purushah yoya Shraddha sayedasa. So if you can imagine about a bright 21st century and you have Shraddha on it, Shraddha means you should act on it. It becomes beautiful by the principle of Gayatri Mantra. And you have a revolution in thought, Vichara Kranti. These are the two main spearheads which Gurudev mostly uses. A revolution must come in your thoughts. For 5 years, you read and become an engineer. Your prajna has become a Shraddha. It is 10:15, I will take 5 minutes more. To become an engineer, fundamentally, you have to read until 10th class, and then intermediate, and prepare for it. Is this not common to all? Similarly, in Gayatri Mantra Japa is common to all. So don't stop Gayatri Mantra Japa when I say that Gayatri Mantra Japa means Soham Sadhana. You have to utilize it. Even if he becomes an engineer, if he forgets his alphabet, what happens? So the Gayatri Mantra Japa is a must. And then along with Gayatri Mantra Japa, the pranayama must be there. When I say pranayama, what I mean? The 5 pranas, which you are utilizing. Some may be utilizing with prana and apana, brahma, creative energy. Some may be more utilizing prana and apana, the Vishnu, maintenance. Or some may be using prana and apana with the Shiva Tattva. So in every act when you are doing these things, the Gurudev's aspect of prajna, when it becomes Shraddha, you are forced to act it. You remember it. Shraddha will force you to act like that. If you become an engineer, what type of work you will do? I think you will do a doctor's work, because a doctor is a good thing. Can you do it? So that is pranayama. Japa and pranayama. But after pranayama, there is another step, what is known as dhyana. And many people mistake, when we talk about dhyana, that we stick idle and close your eyes and it is meditation. It is not meditation. It relaxes you, it will give you good health, it is okay. But what we talk about dhyana means a continuous, steady thinking about a particular aspect in different directions. You remember it. Meditation, as Patanjali describes it in his Patanjali Yoga, is you have to think continuously. You have to think continuously of some topic from different angles. That is why every day the meditation becomes more interesting and different. For example, when an engineer is facing a problem, he has to solve it. How will he solve it? He goes on thinking. And thinking in which way? With knowledge. He has a background to think like that. Similarly, Pujya Gurudev says, when you want to have the knowledge to think of these breathing science technology, 3 cassettes are very important. But when you hear it in these 3 ones, that is the morning cassette, when he talks about the 3 bodies, Nishtha, Shraddha and Prajna. And always remember the yellow color, the golden color is very important. Many people forget about it. Pranasakti is golden in color. That is why we are attracted to gold in another way, because of the pranasakti. I have my own doubts. If the gold color changes its color, probably that will lose its pranasakti. And now, the second one is Jyoti Avatarana Sadhana, Mataji's. Jyoti Avatarana Sadhana means this pranasakti is now Jyoti, I told you, knowledge. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. But this Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi has to be utilized. That is a nada. So if all of us do this practice of these 3 cassettes, remembering these explanations, that Gayatri Mantra is a universal breathing technique, whether he knows it or not. But when you know Gayatri Mantra, you become a scientist. Just as I told you about Namak and NaCl. You become NaCl, scientist on breathing technology. This you have to explain to the world, that Gayatri Mantra is the only mantra which can lead you. If you don't want to use E is equal to MC squared and you want some new mantra, you can never get nuclear energy. You have to utilize E is equal to MC squared. And if you want to know how to live, what is the technology of living, and especially the 4 castes, all come from the sun. Some other time I will explain that. But when I say about the four castes, ये मत समझना कि कैस्ट अलग है. आप ही उसी चार रोल में रहते हैं हर रोज. कभी आप ब्राह्मण के जैसे सोचते हैं, कभी आप वैश्या के जैसे काम करते हैं, कभी शूद्र के जैसे काम करते हैं, कभी क्षत्रिय के जैसे. अब ये तो मैं नहीं कह सकता कि सब लड़ते हैं या नहीं, लेकिन अंदर में तो जरूर लड़ते होंगे. सो इफ इन दिस लेक्चर आई कुड मेक यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट गायत्री इज अ साइंस ऑफ ब्रीदिंग टेक्निक विच इज यूनिवर्सल फ्रॉम मिनरल टू ह्यूमैनिटी. And you have to follow this mantra alone. No other formula will help you scientifically. And it has nothing Hinduism in it, except that it was discovered by Hindus, just like the Einstein's law or Newton's law. Nobody knows about Newton and Einstein. Nobody can know about Hindus and others, if you understand this science. And finally, the last point, five points I want you to think you. Utilize your parasmani, Kalparuksha and Kamadhenu to understand the difference between Rishi, Maharshi, Brahmarshi, Rajarshi, Brahmarshi and Devarshi. And let me tell you, anyone who comes and understands Pujya Gurudev's science automatically become Devarshi. Automatically. So this is only to think you, because Narada, you know, is a Devarshi. He goes to Ravana also and he goes to Rama also, addresses them also and this also. And that is exactly what Guruji wants us to tell us. This knowledge of our Sanatana, Shashvata, Nitya, Nutana science has to be taken to all people. That is the Narada's duty. So, asking and seeking the blessings of Pujya Gurudev, that we start from Rishi, jump to Maharshi, then Rajarshi, then Brahmarshi and Devarshi, and you can understand that these five rishis are related to the five pranas. Jai Gurudev. Yes.
कि हमारे बहुत सी निजी कथा चीजें